Gatwick Airport night flights. The 2017 government night flight consultation announced at the outset the benefits of night flights had to be maintained, which was not helpful at the start of a consultation. We now expect another consultation on all night flights at all airports before the end of 2020. The government recognised the serious health effects and wider disruption night flights cause. So join us in ensuring that aviation builds back quieter, and this consultation is a perfect time to do that. CAGNY conducted two consultations recently, one around Gatwick Airport and one nationally, and both were unanimous in residents seeking a night ban. Some of them said,
"I'm waiting the early hours, that's it, I can't get back to sleep.
I get woken and then I'm tired for school the next day.
Why do they have to fly at night? It might bring pleasure to those going on holiday, but what about me, just simply trying to sleep? I have to leave my home and stay with my sister during the summer just to get some proper sleep.
Even with blackout curtains, I still get shadows on my walls from the plane lights, as we live in a rural area, totally dark, with no street lights allowed."
Gatwick Airport night flights explained. The Secretary of State has powers under Section 78 of the Civil Aviation Authority Act of 1982 to impose night restrictions at Gatwick Airport on aircraft operating. These restrictions are in place to limit and mitigate noise disturbance from aircraft operating. Gatwick are allowed to fly, during the summer months, 11,200 planes, and in the winter, 3,250, and these figures will remain until the end of 2022. The night flying restrictions are divided into summer and winter seasons, which coincide with the start and end of British summertime. The night period is 11:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. with shoulder periods day 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and night 11 to 11:30 p.m. During these shoulder periods, Gatwick seeks as many departures and arrivals as possible so that they are not included in the night figures. There are no restrictions over the flights that are arrivals or departures, only the number during the timed period. Quota points of flights are lower than the number of planes actually flown. This is to encourage quieter planes to be flown at night. For example, a QC4 type of plane are not meant to be flown at night due to the noise they create. In accordance with the Department for Transport guidelines, dispensations are allowed at night. These are times when aircraft can be disregarded from the Gatwick night flight restrictions. For example, humanitarian relief flights, emergency flights, VIP visits, delays as a result of disruption and air traffic control issues. The rules related to dispensations are strictly adhered to, and all instances are reported to the Department of Transport within 7 days. Nevertheless, this can increase the number of flights considerably, with no consideration to the impact they have on communities. Also, if Gatwick does not use all its winter quota of flights, they can carry some over into the summer period of night operations. At night, planes are permitted to join the final approach, called the instrument landing system, not less than 10 nautical miles due to a Secretary of State noise abatement procedure to give some respite to those that are impacted by multiple routes at very low heights day and night. Aircraft are certified by ICAO according to the noise they produce and are classified separately for both takeoff and landing. We ask you to unite with CAGNY. Call for a ban on night flights to cut the emissions and the night light pollution. No deals in relation to Gatwick expansion plans. No deals to move noise from one area over the other. Thank you.